Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Holiday wreath fundraising underway at Animal Shelter. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. The City of Gillette Animal Shelter is currently holding their 10th annual Whiskers, Wreaths, and Wet Noses silent auction. Local residents donate wreaths to the event to help raise funds for the Friends of the Gillette Animal Shelter. Bidding is now open for the collection of holiday wreaths. You can go to the shelter and bid in person or comment on the picture of the wreath you would like to bid on with your name and amount on the City of Gillette Animal Shelter Facebook page. Bidding closes at the event on Friday, December 22nd from 5 to 7 p.m. All wreaths must be picked up at the shelter after the event. If you have any questions, contact the animal shelter at 686-5249. Republican governors call on Biden administration congressional leadership to take action and stop the CCP's U.S. land grab. 17 Republican governors, led by Arkansas Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders, sent a letter to the Biden administration and the U.S. House and Senate leadership calling for action to protect the United States from the imminent national security threat directly related to the Communist Party of China's efforts to amass U.S. land. The letter addresses recent alarming land purchases made by the CCP, including the purchase of 270 acres of land in Michigan, located near Camp Grayling National Guard facility. As the Biden administration fails to address the threat at hand, Republican-led states have taken extensive efforts to protect against the imminent security threats by enacting foreign ownership laws. An excerpt from the letter states, "For too long, we have allowed dangerous and adversarial governments to infiltrate our country. Our states will tolerate such allowances no longer. The Biden administration must reckon with the fact that such entities are plain threats to our national security, our farmers, and our citizenry. This is especially true since the CCP enacted a law in 2017 requiring Chinese citizens abroad to collaborate with Chinese security officials on intelligence work, no questions asked. We are heartened to see some in Congress advance legislation which would mitigate this threat, and we encourage congressional action to codify our stance into federal law. Until Congress passes such legislation, we urge the Biden administration to use all available tools to prevent the continued acquisition of American lands by adversarial foreign governments and entities." The effort was led by Arkansas Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders, with additional signatures from Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida, Governor Kristi Noem of South Dakota, and Governor Mark Gordon of Wyoming. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.